If you're looking for a good film to see this weekend and you want to try something completely different, how about The House in the Middle?
Two houses are a total loss, but the well-kept and painted house in the middle still stands. Which of these is your house?
It's a black-and-white film made by the federal government in 1954, the atomic age, and it cautions Americans to keep a clean and tidy house because it'll be better able to survive an atomic bomb. The film is just one of 300 that the Library of Congress is making available online. The collection is called The National Screening Room, and it includes digitized historical films, commercials, newsreels, all sorts of moving images that cover more than a century of cinema dating back to 1890. The curator for this collection is Michael Michon, who leads the library's moving image section. Hi, Mike.
Hi, it's very nice to join you today.
Tell us about that film. First, The House in the Middle.
This one is particularly interesting because it's actually the second version of the film. Not a lot of people know that.
It's a sequel.
The first version of the film, which is going to be on the screening room very soon, I promise, is a pretty straightforward civil defense film, which talks about the, you know, what would happen to a dwelling in a nuclear blast? What could you do to help protect your house? But the second one, the one that you're talking about, is a lot more prescriptive. And it argues with some fervor that your house stands a better chance of surviving a nuclear holocaust if you paint it. And the version of the film that we have on the screening room now is sponsored by the National Cleanup, Paintup, Fix-Up Bureau, which turns out to be a folksier name for the National Paint, Lacquer, and Varnish Association.
Are you serious?
So I don't know. Maybe there's a connection there.
Some of the really interesting ones as well are home movies. You have Judy Garland taking Liza Minnelli to a birthday party. You have a garden party with Ira and George Gershwin, and who happens to be there as well, but Fred Astaire. And this is all candid film. It's pretty amazing. A lot of them are silence, unfortunately, but they're really incredible. And then some of the more serious items that you have come from newsreels.
All Americans are equal in the United States Coast Guard and its training school at Battle Creek, Michigan. Training in the Coast Guard, as in all the armed services, begins with the manual of arms. And so it is with these young men who someday will man our rescue boats and watch our shores for enemy spies to attempt secret landings on American soil.
Tell us about one of the newsreels especially intended for African-American audiences in the U.S.
Yeah, this is the All-American News. It was produced in Chicago, and we have about 33 issues on the screening room, and they all come from the World War II era. And so as a consequence, they're quite celebratory of the African-American contributions to the war effort.
Mike, what's your favorite of the entire collection?
There are actually a couple of films made by a woman named Lily Vincennes, and the first is was shot on July 4th, 1968 at the Reminder Day picket in Philadelphia in front of Independence Hall, which was a gathering of gays and lesbians who were just seeking fundamental equality. And then 2 years later, she makes a film of the Christopher Street Liberation Day Parade in 1970. That film is called Gay and Proud, and it's also on the National Screening Room. And, of course, what happened between those two events were the Stonewall Riots in June 1969. And it may be a cliche at this point to claim Stonewall as an inflection point for the gay rights movement, but the two films taken together make a compelling argument for that.
I understand you're going to be adding new films every month, and one, since this is still baseball season, has to do with Babe Ruth. What do we learn from him?
Babe Ruth teaches you how to hit a home run in slow motion because, you know, obviously, if you watch it slow enough, everybody can hit a home run. But then on Monday, October 29th, we're going to publish a beautiful new restoration of the very first film adaptation of Frankenstein. And then later on, we're going to have literally dozens and dozens of hours from the Army McCarthy hearings in 1954.
Mike Michon leads the Library of Congress Moving Image section. You can find a link to the National Screening Room at our website, hereandnow.org. Mike, thank you.
It was a pleasure speaking with you today.
You can also find links to the home movies featuring Ira and George Gershwin and Judy Garland taking her toddler Liza Minnelli to a birthday party, again on our website, hereandnow.org. Also, a link to the film that's a national security call to tidiness, The House in the Middle.